We are in the middle of Simon Reish Mem Hei. So what day is? Today's already Tuesday, right? Sunday, Monday, we're still working on Reish Mem Hei. Aleph, yesterday we got a little bit takua, got stuck on the second page of Reish Mem Hei Aleph. By me, it's the beginning of the wide lines, the daf. I don't know if everyone has the same tzura or daf. You have vida, the kol sif hazeh, in the middle of Mishabur Sif Katan Ches.
It's not quite the same.
You have it?
Yes.
Okay. Vida. So we're talking about where the Jew and the Goy are partners in the Tanur and the Merchatz. About im ein legoy chelek begufa tanur. If the Goy does not really have a chelek in the Tanur, rakshu makabel chelek berevach. But he gets he mans the tanur. So he doesn't actually own it. He's the manner. He's the lighter upper. And he gets a percentage. So, Rakshu Mekabel Chelek Berevach, Bishoshu Ofer, Masik HaTanur, because he lights the oven. Yeish Omrim Delo Mahani Baza Afilu Kishemasne Batchilu. It doesn't help to make that tonight. That tonight we're in the middle of Reish Mem Hei Aleph, where we got stuck on yesterday, in the middle of Sif Katan Ches. It's by me the first word on the first wide line, Vida. So the Tanai that works for partners doesn't work over here because it's not a partner. Tola Tachal Gachab Shabbos, you take Shabbos, I'll take Chol. It's not going to work. Why? The Kamen Shukufa Tanur Shal Yisrael, since it belongs to the Jew, have the Kamaskilo Tanur Al Shabbos. It's like renting out his Tanur to the guy in Shabbos. She Yasik Lo B'Shal Zeh Aschar. He's going to light it up on Shabbos for you, and that's his reward. Yom Echad Shal Chol. That's going to be also. But also Lito Schar Shabbos. And then whatever comes in is Schar Shabbos, and that's going to be us. There's also a Maris Ayin problem. Okay, so it's interesting. In the Tosfos that we already discussed a few times, Machlokes Avodah Zarah, Chaf Bei, Zaman Aleph, Tosfos over there discusses the Ri and the Rebbeinu Tam have a Machlokes. What we said by field, does it also apply to a Tanur? The Ri wanted to say it was Mutter, Rebbeinu Tam said it's Asr, and then the Ri changed his mind, agreed to Rebbeinu Tam that it's Asr. So they bring down the story. Here's, I think I wrote down word for word what Tosa says. It's interesting because when I read it, like this, it sounded funny to me, and it is in fact the Machlokes Rishonim had to understand the story. The story is as follows: Maase bimei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a story in the days of Rabbeinu Tam. Shegava Yisrael echad bechavo tanur echad migoy. There was a guy who owed a Jew money. The guy did not have the money to pay the Jew back, so the Jew ended up with a foreclosure on the oven. He got the oven instead of the money. V'hayelo le'ofe hamasik hatanur chelko or chelek betanur, and the one who lights the tanur has a chelek in the tanur. So does that mean he has a chelek in that he owns a tanur, or he has a chelek in that he gets, his arrangement is that he gets percentages in the tanur? So originally when I read it, I wasn't convinced there were partners, but then everyone talks about this is the sugya of partners. Okay, I guess that's what it means. But it's not so pashut. So the rush, when he brings, so then the Tosfos goes on to say that in this case, nothing's going to work. That's what the Mishnah basically just said. There's a Shitas Rabbeinu Rabbi Chanan in one of the Bali Tosfos who says that it's Aser because the Tanur belongs to the Jew and it's not going to help it tonight. The whole tonight helped that the guy owns it. Here he doesn't own it. And that's going to be a problem. And Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rabbi Chanan, and he says that even though the Goy does not own it, but because he has a vested interest in this Tanur, that's good enough, and the Tanai is going to help. When the Rush brings down the story, he says that there's a Maisa where a Jew collected half of a Tanur. So that's explicit. He only got half the Tanur because the Goy only owned half of the Tanur. The other half was owned by the Goyish friend. But the way, that's how the Rush brings it down. He understands that it's a real partnership. But it's not so clear from Tosis if that's really what's going on over here. That's part of the whole Machlokes and discussion. So there's three problems over here with this oven. One is that it's like the guy is working for you on Shabbos, and then tonight's not going to help. He's your worker on Shabbos, not going to help. The other problem that comes up is a schar Shabbos problem. If you can get around the guy being the worker for you, if you can get around that problem, you have a schar Shabbos. He's working the oven on Shabbos, and now you are making money on that which came in on Shabbos. So the way we get out of schar Shabbos problems is with havlah. It gets swallowed up with Shabbos and Sunday. We'll throw in another day, and then that's how you get out. And the other problem that comes up over here, we mentioned this yesterday, and there's a big mug in Avram over here, and then the Prima Gadim and Machzor Shekel will try to explain everything. It's a very exciting sugya if you want to spend a few days on it, but we're not going to. Then the other problem the mug in Avram, it says explicitly, is the Maris Ayin problem, which we mentioned yesterday, which is the whole Simon Reish Mem Gimel. How do you get out of Maris Ayin? Okay. So we started over here saying that it's usher because you don't own the tanur, that shita, so Rabbi Chanan in Tosis. Only if they're real partners. If they're not real partners, then it's no good. So again, the kamen shugufa tanur hershel yisrael, have a kamaskilo tanur al Shabbos. Like he's renting the tanur of the guy in Shabbos. Sheyasik lo bishvil ze haschar, that he should man the tanur. And how am I paying him? I'm paying him by giving him profits on Sunday. Yom echad shel chol. What's he saying? I went through this today. They came to go to Shai Yisrael. How they can maskulo tanuro al Shabbos? He's renting the tanuro to the guy on Shabbos. Sheyasik lo b'shvil zehaschar yom echad shel chol. I think what he's saying is, I'm giving it to the guy on Shabbos, and how is the guy paying me back? He's giving me all the profits on Sunday. But then it turns out that the Sunday profits is really the Schar Shabbos. I think that's what he's saying. Because the reason he's giving me Sunday entirely is because I gave it to him on Shabbos, so it's in payment for Shabbos. I think that's what he's saying. I'm not 100% sure. Reish Mem Hei Sivkat Nachas in the middle, but we got stuck yesterday. We're getting stuck again. Reish Mem Hei Sivkat Nachas Lochosh Lahachmir Kedeya Zu. But once, if the problem is just a schar Shabbos problem, then you get out of it with avlah. But imu bavlah, if you go and show me the ofer tota shnayim v'shoshi yamim, v'ani shnayim v'shoshi yamim, shari kishehitzin zebat tchilas hashutva. So then that will be okay. This is working with the Rebbeinu Tam that you can make such a deal even though the guy doesn't own the tanur. There's a machlokes if the guy has to be an owner or not be an owner. Rabbi Elchanan says he has to be an owner, otherwise no good. Rabbi Elchanan, one of the Bali Tosas, and Rabbi Natan says even if he's not an owner, as long as he has a vested interest, that's good enough. The yesh me'achem shesom is lo b'nei b'zeh in the guy chedek begufa tanur hisnu me'ikara kev and shuba havla. Once it's b'havla, you don't even need to make the t'nai at the beginning. And then we did yesterday the Shaar Tzion on the bottom of Zion, where if he gets percentages every day of everything he does, so then that's a regular Oris situation. That's going to be mutter, except for the Maris Ayin problem, which you have to get out of. How you get out of that? Ayin, Simon, Reish, Mem, Gimel. Okay, we're going to move on. Mishra Sivkatan Tess. So what do we say over here? So we had a machlokes, if you didn't make the deal when you originally started the Shutfus, they didn't make this tonight that I take Sunday, you take Shabbos. So, and they just want to split it even. Steven, is that good enough? The Mechaber Pasuk, the Rambam, that it's not. He has to get 1/7. The Rambam brings down the Rosh. Yesh matirna schar b'di'evet. Even if they did not make the tonight, they could split it even Steven without mentioning a word about Shabbos, if the guy wants to. The guy agrees to that. V'nira li says Ramad, have sagadol yesh lismoch alayhi. One can rely on that shitas arosh. V'yesh omer shekol zeh lo mari eli b'shutfus shekol echad oseik biyomo. That's only a shutfus where each one does his own day. Avak kisheshneim oskim biyachal koyim echol. They work together all day. They're in the shop together. And it comes to Shabbos, the Jew doesn't show up because of Shabbos. He goes to shul. But b'Shabbos oseik hagoy levado. The guy shows up on Shabbos. But they didn't make any deal, and the guy doesn't have to show up on Shabbos. He wants to show up on Shabbos. So then, they can split the profits, even Stephen. Why is the guy going to work? He's doing it because he wants to take care of work in the office for himself. Nothing to do with the Jew. It's no deal. It's no, he has to go in on Shabbos and I'm going to go in on Sunday. There's no deal like that. He just wants to go in on Shabbos. We work together. He decides to go in on Shabbos for whatever reason. Touch things up. The Eino Yisonenu B'Melach LeBeShabbos. It's not that the malacha really was supposed to be done by the Jew, and the Jew gave it to the guy, and then the Jew took you know, his half a day on Sunday. That would be a problem because he's working for me. But here he doesn't have to go on a Shabbos; he chooses to go on a Shabbos, and that's fine. That's no problem. When we come up, if there's prophets at mamish coming on Shabbos, so then he shouldn't get those prophets straight because that's Schar Shabbos. When we come up, lo yito Schar Shabbos ela blavlo im shayyam. So when the guy gives him the prophets, let's say it's a store, so you shouldn't just say, "Here, this is what we made today, half a profit for Saturday," because that's our Shabbos, but rather he should wait till Sunday and give it to him together. Mishmas if katan test. So the problem is when Ishmael has his own day, and then Shabbos is replacing Sunday, and he's going in because of me and for me. That's a problem. Does Kevan Mishmasiv Katan testing and spell out the Kevan Shah Yisrael? Ose Kol Yom Rishon. Have they a guy kishlucho? That's us Kol Yom Shabbos Mishvilo. So I'm doing Sunday for you, and you're doing Shabbos for me, and that's a problem. And that's why they need to make the Tanai Meikara. If they make the original arrangement, then it's like it's not his on Shabbos. He doesn't have to. When he goes in on Shabbos, he's not going in for me. I have no responsibility to this business on Shabbos. He's going in for himself. That's okay. But when we don't have an original arrangement, so then, and we just later come and say, I'll do Sunday, you do Shabbos, he's doing Shabbos for me, and I'm doing Sunday for him. So he can't do Shabbos for me, that's a problem. But when you do it originally, it's as if I'm not, I'm no Shaykh, it's his business on Shabbos, and that's the mutter way of doing it. The guy is doing it on his own when he doesn't have to go in on Shabbos for his own portion. Even though they're partners and they might split it 50-50, but that's like an aris situation. It's even better than an aris situation, but that's like an aris where he's going in for himself. You happen to be benefiting, that's fine. He's not going in for you, he's not your shaliach, he's doing it for himself. Skip down a line. El Desham, but over there, Reish Mem Gimel, we learned that the situation is also because of Maris Ayin. Desham also, but Tano Mishu Maris Ayin, because they're going to say that he's a worker for the Jew. Vikam, but over here with their partners, Leka Maris Ayin. There's no Maris Ayin. They call Yodin Sheyesh Le'ena Yudi Chelik, because everyone knows that the guy is a partner. So they talk about how the guy, people have to know, if it's Schwartz and Goldberg, Schwartz, Cohen, and Goldberg, and then the guy's there on Shabbos. It looks like the guy is there. Oh, he's the silent partner. He's the... No, that's not good enough. That's Marasayan. You got to put Rodriguez up there in big lights next to Schwartz, Cohen, and Goldberg.
It's your dua that they have a shutfest. So that's
the, yes.
So I was just going back to your Sifkat Nechess over here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but the there's a Yisharim Lomahani Bezeh when it's a Schiris arrangement, right? Yisharim Lomahani Bezeh Filu Kishamas B'Tchila when the guy does not have a chel in the Gufa Tenor.
Yeah, where are you? That's Rabbi Chanan from Tosus.
So what's the
heck? He says they have to be owners. If the guy is not,
right. So why is there just a yesh onum de lomahani?
He's saying why is Rabbeinu Tam Mekel in that scenario? You're right. Rabbeinu Tam allows that. How could he allow that? That's a breach of Reish Mem Gimel. It's a problem of Marasayin.
Right.
Okay, so back in Reish Mem Gimel, they talk about different ways where the guy took. He's been doing this for years, and people know that he's.
The way it's phrased is Yesh Olam Lomahai. It sounds like the Iker Shita that what else?
Right, but so the Marasayin is a technical problem. You wonder how you get out of the technical problem. So Reish Mem Gimel, they talk about how you get out of that technical problem. Right, that's what Shartin also says. Lachin in nisparsim. Okay, that's the question. How are you in nisparsim? What do you have to do to release the Maris Ayin? They talk about putting up a sign is not enough. Maybe putting air in the paper. Maybe putting up I don't know. Putting his name up in lights. Whatever.
Newspaper article of this unique relationship.
Right. Okay, Mishuvah Sivkatun Yud Aleph, and he's all Nana. When the Jew is, when the guy is going on his own, so it's for himself. It's all Ratzalam. So the Jew is benefiting, but it's just a Hanad Memela. The guy is not going in for me. I happen to be helped. He's not doing it for me. He's not like my shaliach, which will be us. I am not part of this business on Shabbos. It's true, I'm going to come out at the end with 50%, but I'm not part of this business. He's not going in for me. It's not like I have to go and he's going in for me in my stead, which would be he's working for me. That's not the scenario. Okay, he can't just take the schar Shabbos unless it's Bahavla, because it's lo yitol schar Shabbos ele Bahavla im shari yamin. It says in Mishabura, di ilav hachi mechzik is schar Shabbos. What does that mean? Yeah, mechzik is schar, it looks like schar Shabbos. The Ramah sounds like he's saying it is schar Shabbos. Why all of a sudden the Mishabura is saying it looks like schar Shabbos? So Dirshu asked that question. So he's basically saying, I'll read to you, Dershu, footnote 14. The Jew has nothing to do with the melacha that the guy is doing on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself. And the fact that the guy is giving the revach to the Jew, he says, is only a matana. Now, I don't know, meaning if it's not my business on Shabbos, and he's now, it's a swimming pool, a heated swimming pool, and he brought in 10,000 shekel on Shabbos, so it's not my business on Shabbos. So then I don't deserve that money. He can give it to me, and it's like a matana. But it looks like Schar Shabbos, so he shouldn't give it that way. It looks like Schar Shabbos. Okay, Beis. When they made this original tonight, when they started the business, that you work on Shabbos, I work on Sunday, and they go in like that, so the business is not mine on Shabbos at all. If in the end he wants to split it even, Stephen, mutter, that's going to be mutter. If you gimel, Ratzalomer. So what happens? The swimming pool is very popular on Shabbos. It's not so popular on Sunday. Sunday they go to the beach. So the Shabbos profits are much more than the Sunday profits. So b'shas chalukah, they decide to split it even, Stephen. B'shas chalukah to lachuk b'shave. Afilochi, that's okay. Lo amrina, we don't say the goy muslim afreya that goy haya shlucho lemlecha Shabbos, that the goy was the shaliyah for the Jew on Shabbos. He's giving him a matana ba'alma because they originally made a deal. I take Shabbos, you take Sunday. The guy can walk away with Shabbos profits, you walk away with Sunday profits. He made more money than you. Tough noogies. So he wants to split it even. That's fine. So that's a matana. Came and did some mitzvah. She yom Shabbos shayach lo levado. V'davka sheritzui shalgoi shiach halukah b'shava yom b'stama. He says it's only if it's done stam, we're just splitting it. Now, if they, so the way I presented it was not the proper way. If they just decide they're going to split everything, at the end of the day, they take, at the end of the month, they look at the cash register, you take this, you take half, I take half, that's okay. But if they do the whole chesed, okay, Shabbos, born in 10,000 shekel, Sunday, born in 5,000 shekel, I'm 5,000 shekel ahead of you. And they did a chesed like that, that's a problem. The whole reason, it's not a problem if they don't, if it's stam where they don't cheshbon out Shabbos and Sunday. Shlo idea asiyas cheshbon mireva shnei yamin. Avalim bo idea asiyas cheshbon. Shayeso amar legoi bishas chaluka ad shaklis b'Shabbos kuf. You got 100 zuz, and I only got b'yom chol 50 zuz, and I am expecting you to split the rest, split it, make him, you know, even the score. Ma leili achi saron, and then the goy agrees. That's machlokas Rambam Ravid, where the Mishabura was not machria. You brought down the Magen Avraham, Asa is like the Ravid, Yesh Mekilim Bazer, and the Rabba leaves it with a Tzarech Iyim. So the way to do it, the proper way to do it, would just be to split it without making any mention of Shabbos. Siv Gimel. Heicha Shelo Hisnu Batchila. Let's say they start a business, they don't know anything about this, and then they realize, oh, we have a Shabbos problem. They go to the rabbi says, oh, you blew it. You were supposed to make the tonight before you started the partnership, and now it's too late. So what do they do? So, Hecha Shelo Isnu Batchila, they didn't make the Tanai originally. Yesh Tikkun, there's a way to fix the situation. Ayidei Sheyachzer Amochel and Dmei HaKarka Oyim Karuli Ish Acher. They should start over again. They should sell the business or go back to the original, either go back to the original guy they bought it from and sell back to him, or go find somebody else to sell it to. And then sell it to him. It has to be done in a halachically sound fashion, and then you go and buy it back. But before you go buy it back, you make this condition: the yachzeru v'yiknu b'shutvus v'yasu b'shatz akmiya. And then while they're buying it back, then they make the tanai that they should have made originally. V'nishtatu b'chanut v'lo hisnu. They made a partnership in a store, and they didn't make this tanai. Yachzor kol achad v'yitol chelko v'yivatlu ashutvus. And maybe they had two separate stores and they combined to make one store, so they have to separate into two separate stores again. Everyone takes back his own stuff. And then they should make a tanai when they do that. If they got the piece of land in order to do the malacha b'shutfus, they should undo the sale and then redo it again. Okay, let's put that on hold. Okay, so they have to undo it and redo. Has to be done properly with halacha kinyanim. It's not enough to give back the shtar or give back the money. It has to be done in a halachically sound fashion. V'ayin shamin chosheh mishpa kuf peites kuf tzadalid v'inyan kinyan ha'goy. So here, Dirshu fills in the holes. There's a whole discussion. If how do you make a kinyan? Moos kono. Does money make a kinyan, or does picking up the object or dragging the object make a kinyan? So usually we say minat Torah, money makes a kinyan. Chazal get rid of that kinyan and said, no, you have to pick it up. Whatever it is, fine. Now, whatever, when it discusses kinyanim in the Torah, it talks about a Jew. So whatever works for as machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is the kinyan that works money, or you have to actually pick it up? Whatever works for the Jew does not work for the guy. Whatever does not work for the Jew works for the guy. So if money works for the Jew, it does not work for the guy. Then the guy would need Hagbar or Mashiach. But when it comes to the guy, and they get all... I don't know, I thought... I'm not an expert in this area, but... Whole discussion how to make kinyan by a guy. I guess because it's more... I don't know why we don't have the same problem by a Jew, but they have more problems by a guy. So they talk about doing both a kinyan with money and a kinyan with mashicha or hagba, picking it up or dragging it. Then Dershu adds another kinyan and they do kinyan agav, where I'm selling you a piece of land over here and then you get the metalton over there, or kinyan chatzah, where I'm selling you this piece of land and you get the stuff that's on the land as a chatzah, or kinyan chalipin. It comes up by Mechiras Chametz. That's the shtar of all different ways of doing kinyanim with the Chametz, because it's dealing with an Issa Daraisa, so you want to make sure you do it right according to all the shittas. Here he brings down from Hilchas Pesach, Lechatchila, to do both a Kesef and Mashiachin. And we don't do that. The guy doesn't come to our house and pick up whatever Chametz you may have in your house, right? He doesn't do that. So that's why we need, you have money, okay, that's one way, but many money doesn't work, so that's what they work on, Kinyan Agav and Chatzur and Chalipin and things like that. Okay. Okay, here's a controversial Ramah. Says Rama, let's say they're partners, they didn't make the tanai. So we said, the Machaber says, so they should undo it in a halachically sound fashion, redo, do over. The Rama says, there are other options. Let's say he wants to rent the guy his Shabbos portion, or he wants to turn the guy into his kablan on Shabbos. The Rama says that's mutter. The commotion is by the El Sof Simon Reish Mem Dalit. Like you said, Reish Mem Dalit, when it came to the tax collector or some job involving money over there, the Shari. And it's even better over here, says Rama. The Shari Im Shutves Agai, because the guy here is a real partner. Okay, all the poskim screaming yell to Rama, the Ram, the Taz, and the Gra, they're not happy. Look at the Mishra Sifkat and Tetzvav. I have a Magen Avraham with Taz, Sheniska, Shubazema. Oh, they have very, 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 very difficult time with this Rama. Delami Yamutta, why should this be Mutter? Oh, you want to pull the trick from in the Reish Mem Dalet? They ain't a domel is in Reish Mem Dalet. The Sham Shari Mishum say the Davka. Over there, we said he's going to lose a tremendous amount of money. So Chazal looked the other way when it came to Marisayin, when it came to Schar Shabbos, when it came to different things on the Durabonans that they can look the other way. So the grub, we had the Oyz Yud Aleph in the bottom. Sharetzian v'chena grub biur nisha b'tzarach iem b'zeh u'mashe gamkin. The Sirdei Lo Shirin Shel Makom say. He wants to say the grub says, and this is like that. So just like there, it only worked if it was a hefsek gadol. So a din aviyah, it's only going to work if it's a hefsek gadol. V'tirat amagar Avram b'maskana. So the Magar Avram goes on in his maskana. Da'ocha ayri shemaski daschalka b'Shabbos b'havla. If I rent him something on Shabbos, so that I can't rent, I can rent you an apartment for a month, I can rent you for a week. I can't rent it just for Shabbos. That's for Shabbos. Okay, but that is obviously easy way out. So just do b'havla. So that's what the Magar Avram says. Here's a b'havla problem that you're renting it to him on Shabbos. There's a Schar Shabbos problem, so you should do a Bavla. So 52 Shabbos a year, let's say, or 51 Shabbos a year, a few Yom Tovim, 60 Shabbos Yom Tovim a year, and I will make it 65, round it off, whatever. Now it's all Bavla, and now it's all going to be fine.
But you can't rent an apartment for Shabbos.
Just for Shabbos. Well, you can rent it, but he can't take the money.
Can't take the money.
Right, so it has to be, he's... No, he can't take the money after Shabbos either, if it's just for Shabbos. I assume what we do on Shabbos, well, I'm not coming the second Shabbos. No, I came an hour before Shabbos. I got to pack up an hour after Shabbos. I mean, we don't usually verbalize that, but I don't know if you rent your apartment on Shabbos.
No,
we'd
rented an apartment for Shabbos.
Right, but it's not really for Shabbos, because you got there before Shabbos. He let you in before Shabbos, and he didn't kick you out as soon as Tzei Sekel Chavim hit.
Listen, have we solved an actual problem?
Of Schar Shabbos, yes. Yes. Yeah. He takes all Yemei Shabbos Shalom with a few days from during the week, and then there's the Su Lekakam Shum Schar Shabbos. What about the Umad Shar Bekablonis? So the Kablonis problem is like this. Wait a second, I can't tell a guy, you work on Shabbos, you take 50%, I'll take 50%. Because I told him to work on Shabbos. The old Kablonis, he's building my house. Or forget the house. He's doing the dry cleaning. So 50 shekel, he cleans my suit. He's doing it on Shabbos. I tell him to do Shabbos. He can do it Friday. He can do it Shabbos. He can do Matzah Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. Here, I'm telling him, okay, Shabbos, I can't come to this. You're going to work on Shabbos. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hold on. So how does that work? Umad the Shabbos b'kibbol is my gankin shaloi chelo Shabbos b'kibbol. So he has to work it out in a way that he's not saying you work on Shabbos. Whenever you work alone, you're going to get extra money, 60%, 70%. He can't single out Shabbos because that's like time to work on Shabbos that he can't do. Whenever you work and you make this amount of money, I will give you X percent. So then what's the chiddush of the Ramah? The ikar is the Ramah. There's no Marasayan problem. Why is no Marasayan problem? Because the guy's an owner, and everyone knows that the guy's an owner. You see what I have written over here? The Schar Shabbos is taken care of Bahavla. Now, to sell something to a guy just for Shabbos is okay. That's not called Schar Shabbos, because it is, not mine. Schar Shabbos is, I'm renting it to you on Shabbos. It belongs to me. I'm renting it to you, giving me money for Shabbos. If he buys it on Shabbos, I don't know what that means. He buys the Shabbos, he buys it back. Whatever that is, that they say is not a problem. The Kablonus is a problem, because I'm telling him to work on Shabbos, so that has to be done in a way that's not just Shabbos, whenever he works there alone. The Ikechishon was Maris Ayin. There's no Marasayin over here because it belongs to the guy. And we learned back in Reish Mem Gimel, Mishum Yosef Katlan Yud, that I can't just give him a little bit of money to work on Shabbos or whenever he works alone. I have to give him, he has to be making money, he has to have a percentage of the profits on Shabbos. And that way he's working for himself and not for me. I just have to get out of the problem. I can't tell him to work on Shabbos. Whenever you're there alone, you get X% of the profits, and that will include Shabbos.